And welcome, everybody, to the Grinders with a special phlegm episode.
Are you going to be all right over there?
Yeah. I know. I was like, gee, you're all right there?
It's allergies.
Oh, I gotcha. Episode 706 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branch, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. It looks like we got our shit together today, guys. I can't believe it. I'm, like, thrown off my game, Breakman. Like, you were here early. There's no glitching or no problems. Like, it's a weird day.
No, it's crazy. I was here trying to work on that tournament that we're going to have later.
Yeah.
And we really should have done 64. It was so hard getting it down to 32.
Was it? Oh, well,
yes.
I'm glad you...
So flipping hard.
I'm glad you did the heavy lifting, break, man, because, you know... But you know what? I had a backup just in case you didn't get it going. I knew it was a task, but I'm glad that you you got it taken care of, man.
So I apologize now to anybody who didn't get their least favorite games on that list, because I only had 32 spots, and I had a lot more than 32.
I know. We only have 2 weeks to do this, like this week and next week, and then I'm off to Vegas. So, you know, it's one of those things. We got to get it done. But speaking of which, let's get to the news, guys.
Off to the races.
Yeah, yeah, I am. I'm off to the races. All right, guys, let's get the news out of the way.
RPG News.
All right, Eric.
All right, from RPG sites, we've got Atomic Heart, which is another game from Focus Home or Focus Entertainment, and it's a first-person action RPG, and it's coming from Russian studio Moonfish, and coming to PlayStation 5, 4, Xbox Series XS, and Xbox One, and PC. And it looks like your dude goes around this space station, and there's lots of robots.
It looks like a fairly polished first-person shooter for sure, man. Like, I don't know. It looks really good. It looks like a combination between BioShock and, I don't know, like, I'm trying to think. Not Call of Duty, because it's not like that, but... maybe something like Shadow Warrior. It looks something like that. A cross between like BioShock and Shadow Warrior.
I don't know, because like Shadow Warrior is kind of like comedic.
Yeah, I'm just saying it like in kind of style. You know what I'm saying? Like just the style of a first person shooter. It's not. I mean, content wise, probably way different. More towards BioShock, but. I don't know. It looks really polished. Looks really good. I mean, if you're into FPSs like this,
so they spent 5 years making this game. It probably shows.
It does, man. It's looking really good, man. I'm really. Focus has been one of those. They're a publisher, right? Focus and yeah. They're looking. I mean, they're bringing some good. It didn't Focus do. I want to say Plague's Tale. Focus Interactive.
Yeah. They also did. He also did Lords of the Fallen, so that's something.
Yeah. No, and Greedfall was another one, I think.
And Remnant from the Ashes, and that other one that I can't remember, where it's basically Power Letter Souls.
Yeah. All right, looking good. All right, anything else
also,
on that?
Also, I think they published A Sinking City.
Yeah, and I played that game. And it's not great, but it's kind of endearing in a way. I don't know. It's like so bad, it's kind of good in a way. Sort of like a Deadly Premonition in a way. It kind of reminds me a little bit of like that. But yeah. All right. What else? Anything else on this, Eric?
No, not really.
All right, Breakman, you're up.
Coming to us live from RPG site, NIS America to release Void Terrarium 2 in North America and Europe in spring 2023 for PlayStation 4 and Europe. What? Somebody made a typo there. That's not me. That's on them.
I think it was you, Brake. You scared him.
No, I read it as verbatim. Void Terrarium is, and its sequel are roguelike RPG structures similar to Mystery Dungeon-style games. The original title released in English in July 2020 and was fairly fond of it in many of my review at the time. Oh, okay. His or her review. Whoever it is, they liked it. The Mount Citrullo details for Void Terrarium 2 can be found below, which you can't see because I'm reading this. There's going to be a $69.99 special edition, which I am scrolling. It doesn't give any goddamn details on.
He said 69. The new Beavis and Butthead is out, Break, and it's fucking it's good. Really. Did you watch it?
Oh, yeah.
It's so good, dude. It's so fucking good. Oh, yeah. All right.
The middle-aged Beavis and Butthead.
That shit cracked me up, man. Like Beavis is, like, drinking and, like, hit both of his kidneys pop at the same time. So stupid, man. Oh, man. And then he pops another kidney after a transplant. I mean, it just... Oh, man, so good, man. We're going to...
Stuart watches on horror.
When this season... I don't know how many episodes is going to be in this season, Break, but... And Eric, we got to do like, a season one wrap-up of what happened, and it's so fun. It's so fucking fun, man. I think Mike Judge still has it for Beavis and Butthead, man.
I
don't think he ever lost it either, but, you know, it's like some... Some series come back and you're like, maybe they should just left it as is, but this is one that's, you know, triumphant, you know. All right, anything else on this, Break?
Well, there's a terrarium care. Like, you maintain the humidity and temperature of your terrarium by planting seeds and nurturing them while they grow, then harvest your new plants to decorate your terrarium. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
It's just an aesthetic stack. Yeah, that's it.
All right. Weiland says, hey, Break, they cast Ezra for the Oscar show, Iman Esfandi. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but cool, I guess. I don't know. All right. Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net, if my link ever shows up. And it is NIS America brings.
Oh, they cast Ezra for the Ahsoka show. God, I had to get up chat to see what they're talking about.
You pronounced it wrong.
Did I? My
Frank,
bad.
Yeah, you butchered it bad. I did. I was like, what the hell is Frank talking about? So I had to get in the chat.
I can never get that name right, man. People hit like.
Does that look like Oscar to you?
Sort of. Like you say ah. I mean, if I was to say it like. We just talked about the English language. Fuck you guys. I'm going home. He licks the part. Weiland says, cool. All right. NIS America brings Shikabane Gurai No Buken Meshi to the West as Monster Menu, the Scavenger's Cookbook. Why could they just have said that? For the PS5, PS4, and the Switch. It's coming spring.
I think there was some doubt whether or not it'd get localized.
It's coming spring 2023. It was released earlier in Japan on the 27th of January. So there you go.
I hope that at least some this guy on Monster show up as things you can eat.
That would be cool. Definitely would be cool. It's definitely got the same style, you know, like artistically, but Wyland says I'm guessing Thrawn gets announced on Saturday. So there you go. That's some juicy tidbits for you, Break.
Well, when does the Ahsoka show start?
I don't know. I still got to get through Obi-Wan, or should I even bother?
I need to watch Mando and the Book of Boba Fett, and then I want to watch Obi-Wan. And then
Mando's good, man. And then I
need to do all this before they do the Rogue One guys show.
Boba Fett was pretty good, too, but...
Also, I want to get back to the Clone Wars so I can catch up with you all and watch Rebels and Resistance.
Yeah. There's so much shit to watch, man. All right, Eric, next story.
Next story is... Also, I need to watch those anthologies, too. I just remembered. Grimoire, once again, is announced a localization, and NIS is doing it, and it's coming...
Once more.
Yeah, I said it once more.
You said once again.
Oh. I think that's what it was called.
Once again and once more. Let's go again.
anyways, Anyways, it's coming to PlayStation 5, 4, and Switch, and somewhere in the spring of 2023. And I'll have Japanese English audio with English text, so that's nice. And I'm skipping on localization, because some recent games have been Japanese only, including the new Trails of Crossbell games.
Hmm.
Because, like, I guess they couldn't work out how to insert or afford English voice acting for those games. I don't know what the situation with there is.
Slagar, what's up, man? Nice to see you in there.
But this is a strategy RPG that's also an RTS, but it's 2D.
Huh.
So I think I'm getting the feeling maybe it's sort of like a tower defense game. Because I own the PS2 version, but I never got around to actually playing it. But that's what it looked like from the trailer I saw all those years ago.
Hmm. Yeah,
it's one of those games I bought because I intended to play it and just never got around to it.
Hmm.
Now I gotta buy it again because it looks prettier.
I mean, it definitely has that vanillaware pretty art style for sure.
I'm sure there's going to be quality of life improvements too.
Hmm. It looks more akin of like an like Dragon's Crown more than anything, but there could be some strategy type shit to it. But
no, it is strictly an RTS.
Yeah. You're not on YouTube tonight. Yeah, we're here. We're here.
Do you think it's not working or something?
I don't know. Is the stream? I mean, it seems good on our end. I don't know.
Mm.
Freak Fives in chat. What's up?
You're only looking at Twitch, though.
No, I'm. Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm. It should be going on. On you should be. Hold on. Should be.
And the show has been derailed.
I know. Should be going on YouTube as well. I don't know. YouTube's been acting weird. But maybe not, Slagar, so...
Well, what if YouTube censored us because we swear too much?
I don't really worry about YouTube too much, because we don't...
YouTube will flag you for that, depending on what happens.
We don't even have the 50 subs, technically, to go live on YouTube. But I go through OBS, which puts us live on YouTube. So, I mean, if it works, it works. I'm not really concerned with it, though, because most everybody watches us on Twitch anyway. So, I mean, we get way more people on Twitch than we do YouTube. So, there you go. All right. Who took that story? Was that me or?
I did it.
All right. So nice. Break. Next story, please.
Coming to us live, Gumbatsu. Process of Elimination coming west in spring 2023. Unveiled identity of the Quartering Duke before time runs out. That's the worst serial killer name ever.
Yeah. Quartering Duke?
Quartering Duke? Like, that's the... You guys could do better than that. You got a good name for the game, Process of Elimination? That's a great name.
That is. But think about it. Quartering Duke. You know what quartering is, right?
Yeah. NES America will release Detective Mystery Game Process of Elimination for PlayStation 4 and Switch in spring 2023. It will feature Japanese and English text and... Or no, Japanese audio with English text, sorry. The pre-orders for the $69.99 limited edition are now available. They will include a deluxe edition of the game, the original soundtrack, a hardcover art book, keychain, and collector's box. It doesn't say if it's like the sampler of the CD soundtrack or whatever. And I'll just give you a basic rundown of the story. There's a bunch of serial killer on the loose, kill a lot of people. They, all the best detectives in the world, gather around together to fight him, and you're this bumbling idiot detective who stumbles in on him, and now you're that guy.
Yeah, yeah. Slagar, Slagar, I think you're the only one that watches us on the tube, on YouTube. But it did show that we were live earlier on YouTube. I don't know if you might try refreshing, Slagar. That might help you out a little bit. All right, anything else on that break? Mm-mm. I'm curious, what do you know about this game, Eric?
Nothing. I was kind of at a loss as whether or not this is an original game from a Japanese studio or an indie studio making a game that looks Japanese.
Hmm.
But this looks like a Japanese studio who's making the game.
Yeah, for sure. All right, next story comes to us from, if my link comes out, rpgsite.net. Pixel art RPG Mana Finder set to release on October 5th for PC. So there you go. And it is, it's definitely rudimentary, let's just put it that way. It's graphically. It looks like a very basic 8-bit until you get into battle, then it looks a little bit better. So might be something worth checking out, kind of old school, you know, turn-based RPG. So right up my alley if it comes out on console. But there you go. So, and then the trailer looks kind of cool. You know, it's just standard fare. You know, you're a dude saving the world, killing monsters type of fare. So there you go.
Do you have spiky hair?
No spiky hair. That's the one thing missing. Yeah, yeah. Slagar says
failed in the character design. You failed.
Yeah, right. Slagar says drinking beer, Brit beers for the Queen tonight. Perfect occasion, Slagar.
Yeah, did you hear the speech from the new king?
Are you drinking to, like, pass out so you don't have to deal with people doing fake foreign bullshit about caring about British royalty?
I know.
Did you hear the speech from New King Charles? This is the greatest day, the greatest, saddest day of my life.
Do you think Charles has been waiting for this day for like...
I never thought that she was going to die before me, except for the last fucking 20 years. Throw some dirt on the bitch and let's go. I'm the king now, let's do this.
The joke is that she died a long time ago and she was a zombie all this time. And the zombie gave up the ghost, I guess.
I guess, man. All right, Eric, you're up.
Anyways, this is for Asterios, Curse of the Stars, has got a release date of October 11th, PlayStation 4, 5, Xbox Series XS, and Xbox One and PC. And, it's an action RPG with a Greco-Roman setting. And we talked about this before, but it looks a little vaguely Souls-like.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we saw a trailer for this maybe last week or the week before.
No, definitely not last week, dude.
Well, then the week before.
No, not even that.
The week before that.
Probably a month ago.
Okay, a month ago. Man, what difference does it make, Eric? Slager says, no, I think Charles was hoping he would die first so he didn't have to do that crap. Yeah, probably, Slager. I don't know who wants, you know, any of that. Wyland says, my favorite joke is that she's in her second phase now. What, like Dragon Ball? Like different phases or what?
Someone put me in a meme of the whole thing on Twitter and they used the Sigma gotcha message at the end of Mega Man X.
Wow. Alright, Break, you're up next.
Coming to us live from RPG Site. Choosing which version of Trails from Zero to buy is an overcomplicated mess. Uh-oh. Really? There's an update on this. It's now officially confirmed the PlayStation 4 releases of Trails from Zero will not include any of the enhancements from the PC and Nintendo Switch versions of the game, per the statement. So that probably answers the questions before I read them. Trails from Zero finally receives its official localization later this month on September 27th, which should be the long-awaited release date for the entry in the Trails series Crossbell duology. However, feels like it might run the risk of being overshadowed by a set of discrepancies between the PC, blah, blah, blah. We've already answered that. Long story short, we don't even need to answer that one because it's already answered too.
So the long story short is buy it on the Switch and PC, and you'll be good.
Yeah, because like... The weird situation is, I don't know why, but, like, even though the PC versions are completely different builds, they are based off the PlayStation 4 Kai release that happened in Japan, and that's the version that you get if you buy the PS4 version now in the West, and it doesn't have the quality of life features like the dialogue log that you can look at, so like in case you skipped over a text and you want to reread it or hear something that you might have missed because you were scrolling through the text too fast or something, you can check back with it and replay back. So, but that feature exists in the Cold Steel series. So, I don't know why they didn't do it for the Kai release. If the Kai games came out after Cold Steel games, you think that'd be a feature they put in. So they kind of corrected that with the PC release.
And so Switch release, but why this? Why
not? But the character models themselves are better looking on the Switch and PC release, because they updated that, too.
Yeah, like I said, wow. Just get it on PC or or Switch. I mean, it's easy. It's an easy call. Not even close.
I am playing the PS4 version, and it looks nice, but it's pretty bare bones. The only thing, the only quality of life feature it carried over from like later Trails games is the turbo mode.
Yeah.
And I think a few other things, but if you're gonna buy this game and you have a Switch or a PC, just get that version.
Yeah. All right. Anything else on that break? All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Cyberpunk 2077's Phantom Liberty expansion releases next year for PS5, Series X, S, and PC. So, just what I've been saying. I know last week I mistook the anime for this expansion. I knew there was an expansion coming up at some point for Cyberpunk, but... So look forward to that next year. I mean, I hope that they've been doing fairly good improvements with Cyberpunk. I mean, I knew it was going to be a case of, you know, like what happened with The Witcher. They just, I just wish they wouldn't follow that model all the time. You know, I think that hurts their business big time when they come out with a half-assed game, full of glitches, and then they, you know, fix it with patches, and then, you know, I mean, it just gets everybody pissed off at the game. And there's probably a good game in there. It's just, you know, waiting to be...
Which is why some people are kind of excited about another article we'll have later.
Did anyone get Splatoon 3 yet? I have not, Slagar. It looks fun, though.
Oh, wait. No, we were on the Cyberpunk thing. I missed something. But, no, I'm going to get Splatoon 3 maybe tomorrow. I mean, unless Steel Rising is in the store, then I'll probably... buy that. It depends on how expensive it is versus Splatoon 3. Because if it's like a budget title, I might pick that up first and get Splatoon 3 later when I actually have time for it. But
rise from your grave.
Ooh. But yeah, the Cyberpunk expansion, maybe they'll take their time with it. Or maybe they've been taking their time with it.
Well, they probably have been spending more time on that than they have the game proper, to be honest with you.
But, it'll be funny if the DLC is actually better than the base game.
Yeah.
And all it actually does Cyberpunk things instead of being Cyberpunk in name only.
Yeah. I mean, the trailer looks cool. I mean, the idea of Cyberpunk is a really, really cool idea, but, I mean, it had a rough start. They're pushing Splatoon 3 like it's going to be the next COD.
Who's saying that? I didn't get that impression at all.
No, I think it's just Nintendo pushing it.
He's saying advertising-wise. Yeah. They're pushing it. I've seen Splatoon 3 ads everywhere. So.
All right, Eric, you get the honor of the last.
I think Nintendo just wants to advertise because Nintendo believes in the IP. And Splatoon 2 did well enough for itself, so why not?
Yeah. All right, Eric, last story.
Last story is from Gamatsu, and Stranger of Paradise Final Fantasy Origin DLC Pack 2, Wanderer of the Rift, is launching on October 26th, and it features Gilgamesh.
Yeah. That's cool. I mean, you can always expect good things with the Final Fantasy franchise.
I just hope that the DLC is handled in a way that the first DLC was, and apparently... did some fucking around, and it makes you go through hoops in order to get the content. And so they basically mangled it. But I mean, it's entirely possible that they could detangle that mess a bit and just let you get to the content right away and do that extra stuff if you want.
Yeah. Well, there you go. There is the news. Thankfully, we got through that fairly quickly today, y'all. What else we got here? Homie Disco, I think we already went over the PlayStation Plus stuff, did we not, last week, Eric?
Yeah, that's actually old.
Okay. So we're good. Anything in Dear Breakman by chance, Break?
Nope.
All right, let's go on to...
Inquiring minds want to know.
What have you been playing, Break?
Well, let me see here. Mostly the same stuff I was playing last week, which is the Genesis Collection. I was trying to do some of the challenges in that game. Those are flipping hard. Some of those bullshit, like... Why is Shinobi a one-hit game? What, Shinobi 3 or something like that? God damn it. Stop making this game so fucking hard. I just want to play through it.
I know.
And Shining Force, and what else did I play? More Pac-Man, 256 when I get a chance, and...
You're still on the nostalgic kick, man.
Yeah, I guess so. I've been playing a lot of Genesis games.
So yeah. Genesis was a great system, man. Like
friends and family's houses, so...
Yeah. Cool. All right.
Wait, are you guys suggesting the Queen's a Sith Lord?
Yeah.
We're not suggesting it. We're saying it outright. and the other game I've been playing is Wreckfest, which, Frank, you need to get Wreckfest.
What's that?
You need to get Wreckfest when you get Xbox.
I tell you what, when I is it on Game Pass?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. When I get it, I will get it on Game Pass. I'll get the Game Pass and we'll play it.
Nice.
Is it better?
Yeah, there's a mode that I didn't even realize. There's the regular, the story mode, and then there's multiplayer, and of course there's custom. But there's a tournament mode I didn't even realize, which is basically every week they put in like different game types and stuff like that, and they've got some of the most fun modes in there.
Yeah.
One mode is it's a straight race. You know, you have 24 cars line up and go around an oval track. But you don't do the cars. You play the semi-truck that's going in the opposite direction and plowing through all those motherfuckers.
Oh, God. I want to do that so bad.
Oh, my God. You're hitting... They're going like 80, 90 miles an hour. They're hitting your front bumper and flying off to left and right. Oh, my God. It's fucking fun. It's fun. And then another one. They had to be playing Demolition Derby. Or Demolition Derby. Yeah. Demolition Derby with a monster truck against... people in bumper cars. That couch thing I told you about, how they put a motor and a couch and wheels in it. Lawnmowers, and my personal favorite, outhouses on wheels.
Mm-hmm.
But you're in a monster truck, so there's not a goddamn thing they can do to you. So basically, they hit you and they're flying off of their whatever vehicle it is and stuff like that. You're just running them over and crushing everything.
You know what I would like to do, Break? I'd like to do one online match with you and then, like, beat you, right? Legit beat you. And then just retire from playing that game. One time I did a fantasy baseball, right? Which... I mean, baseball's probably one of the weaker sports when it comes to like actual knowledge and like, because it goes back like what, over 100 years, right?
Right.
So I got into this fantasy baseball draft thingy, and I was just drafting out of my ass because I had no idea, you know, of who to like really pick. So I picked a bunch of Rockies, of course, because, you know, and then I would just start trading. Like if I saw somebody hot, I would like trade my players out for that player for a couple weeks, 3 weeks. And then I'll keep going back and forth and like, you know, trading with other guys. Like if I saw that their person was like trending up a little bit, I would offer up like one of my guys that I knew wasn't going to do great. And, I ended up winning that, and I was like, I'm the greatest fantasy baseball player of all time, and then I just never played again. they wanted me to play next year, and the year after, I'm like, nope, uh-huh. Nope. I'm undefeated, and I'm great.
I see how this is going.
Let me read chat.
So, if it
here.
Looks like you're going to win, I'm just going to quit.
How dare you? How dare you? How dare you? You would do that, you son of a bitch. But most likely that wouldn't happen, Break, because I totally suck at games. You know that, man. Wyland says, been playing KI, started 3D Dot Game. Ooh, 3D Dot Game Heroes. I haven't seen that name in a long time. That's a pretty good game. Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions. See if I actually finish those. Yeah. 3D Dot Game Heroes is pretty interesting, man. You might finish that one. And Shattered Dimensions you might finish. I don't know. We'll see. Problem is...
Sorry.
Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead, Break.
I didn't know you were reading Oh, you're reading the Star Wars. We're talking about Star Wars. You don't need to read that one.
Yeah, okay.
But
get some participation trophies, Codemus
says. The other really cool thing about the game is some of the tracks in there, how they're designed to make you cross. If you're racing, like you'll cross paths with people racing in, say, the other direction and stuff like that, and there's a lot of that kind of track. There's a lot of those kind of tracks in there. It's so fun, the chaos.
Yeah. I love it. All right, what else have you been playing, man?
That's it. I've played enough, haven't I?
Yeah. All right, Eric, what you been playing?
I've been playing more Dark Souls 2, and I finished Xenoblade 3, so I have a review of that on the feed, along with the Plague Tale Innocence, which I also played this week. And that's all I've really been playing.
Cool. Played a little bit of Salt and Sanctuary, but I just lost my touch with that game. I'm going to have to get into it a little bit more. But I did play Guardians of the Galaxy, and I beat it on normal mode, not easy. So, yay, me. I was super excited to actually beat that game in a timely fashion. So I'll have a review for that game here.
I beat it again and get the other ending.
What's that?
There's two endings.
There's two endings?
Yeah, Salt and Sanctuary.
Oh, wow. Damn it.
You either take the throne or you can jump in the well.
Ah, well, I'll probably never get to that point, Eric.
Yeah, because the second run-through is a steep increase.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, no thanks. Let's see, Freak 5 says, this week's She-Hulk was great. It was pretty damn good, Freak 5, I have to admit that, it was pretty good. Another episode of Middle-Aged Beavis and Butthead, which Brake and I discussed pre-show banter, actually. Really fun. What else? I think that's it, but I will get to my review of Guardians of the Galaxy and reviews, which are coming up right now.
RP Grinders reviews.
Eric, let's go ahead and do yours first. We have a ton of reviews, so if you could get through yours, like I'm gonna go through mine like really fast, then great. If not, no biggie. But
you know. Oh, there's the stuff on the feed, like I mentioned.
Yeah, what's on the feed for people that are interested? Because actually, it was really, really good.
So, Xenoblade Chronicles 3 and Plague Tale Innocence.
Yeah, make sure you check out the feed because those. You know, he's got a couple.
I also did lots of Marvel show watching. So I watched WandaVision, The Falcon, The Winter Soldier, Loki season 1, and Ms. Marvel.
Okay, well, let's go
through.
That's
a lot of TV.
Yeah,
twerking was great.
And WandaVision, it was interesting seeing like her childhood past of TV just being relived in this town, and her and Vision doing stuff.
I think my biggest problem is how they laid out the story, because I've heard a lot of people say, and I you know, this is going to be spoilers, but a lot of people are like, it's such a good tale of grief and loss. And no, it isn't, because the first two episodes, we're trying to figure out what the fuck's going on.
No, they like, yeah, and then they spend like two episodes of that, maybe.
Yeah, like, we're trying to, like, it's about her grieving the loss of her dead husband, and well, the show's talking about him alive, and we're like, what's going on?
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, maybe they like the journey to that point more, I don't know. But,
I think it was bad storytelling, personally. But there were some good aspects of the show, I think they could tweak it and make it a lot better, but I don't think it deserves a lot of the hype that it's got.
I think it was...
I kind of hated the idea that, like that photon just kind of happened, and like there was no setup to it at all. It was just, oh, here it is,
and just there's like no repercussions for her actions either. Like Wanda did one of the most terrible things that any villain has done in an MCU at this point.
Well, to be fair, it really was just her, and Photon had to figure her own stuff out.
In fairness, Brake, Thanos did the worst thing in the Marvel universe.
Thanos did, but I mean, come on, she subjugated an entire.
Yeah, town. Yeah, she, yeah, I agree. Is she really a superhero after that? Yeah. I had the same question, Brake. Absolutely. All right,
it was still a fun watch, and it was set up for the later meta. There's stuff that would come afterwards. Yeah. So I'm gonna give this an 8 out of 10.
Okay, that's I think that's a little high, but fair. Okay, what else you got, Eric?
Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which is really good. And other than like how long like the first two episodes or three episodes setup was, and then the last three episodes stuff actually happens, I felt that it was a good story that at least attempted to address racial injustice and the failures of the government.
To me, there were a lot of good aspects of Falcon and the Winter Soldier, but there are a lot of bad things too. Like, it didn't have a good... It had a good villain for like a couple episodes, but they just used him as like a kind of a prop for comedy more than anything. The villain of the show was... She was beyond weak. She was one of the worst villains in MCU history. But she has a good point, is the thing. Like,
yeah.
They could have made her a very interesting character.
Yeah.
Because her whole point was that, you know, when the blip happened, humanity was struggling. We didn't know what to do, so we all came together and we worked together. And then 5 years later, somebody unblipped it and undid all of that thing, and then people like us were left out in the cold. Which it was something that they should have really explored, but they didn't.
Yeah, I agree. Break.
They ended it with like promise of things potentially getting better, if only slightly, which describes Democrats really.
The best things of the show were definitely Falcon and his Captain America suit when he gets it. But like, he was strong throughout the whole series, I think.
So just, I'm gonna give
he shined this, as above everybody else.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna give this a 7. I feel like maybe the Winter Soldier should get his own show so they can actually do more with him.
That's a great point.
He really was overshined by Falcon.
I'm sorry, by
Captain America.
Captain America
was the absolute star of the show, and like everybody else, kind of felt like, you know, just kind of secondary. Like they're props for him.
What did you guys think of the U.S. agent character John Walker?
I like that character a lot.
Yeah, I think
he'd
be a good villain.
Yeah, he's a great villain. See, the MCU has a big problem, and it's a villain problem. And they don't treat their villains right. They don't treat the villains. See, they're doing their super.
I feel like when they do
John Walker, is they kind of. I haven't seen the series of The Boys, but I get the feeling that he's supposed to be the Homelander of Captain America.
You gotta watch The Boys, man. The Boys is like an all-time great series, man.
Homelander's more Superman.
And the really funny thing is, he's got blonde eyes and blue hair. He's like totally going to be set up to be a Hydra agent at some point. Hydra is like basically the Nazi equivalent.
The big problem with the MCU is their villains, man. They're not doing their villains justice. The only villain that I could think of that was like comic book esque, I can't even say Ultron. Thanos is probably the closest, but even with Thanos, they change so much. There's a book called Thanos Quest where he goes on a quest to get all the
and watch Marvel might do something like that eventually.
Infinity Gem. No, because they changed it all up. Like they changed it.
You're gonna have to do is like whatever as much as they possibly can. But you know,
They can always do like that What If cartoon.
I wish they would do that, man, and do like a Thanos Quest type thing. But I don't know. Neither here nor there, but I thought they did a pretty good job with Thanos, but they really don't, like, I hope when they introduce, like, Magneto, like, becomes, like, an actual, like, Magneto villain, you know, and
Johnny Wu Fei mentioned it in chat. What I've been looking forward to is the Thunderbolt show.
Yeah.
Which is, it's like the villain team-up show. Like, I've been waiting for that. Like, yes.
Yeah, like,
so... Before I move on to Loki, I'm gonna say the best for last. I'm gonna review Ms. Marvel, and it was a fun show, and I liked seeing the Pakistani Indian culture stuff going on, and how the kids of the Marvel universe deal with like the superhero thing.
Yeah,
and it's something that I think it did better than the Spider-Man films did. I think the weakest link was probably the first episode, because not a lot goes on in that. and I think it just got better progressively as each episode went on. And I'm giving this show, I'm give it an 8.
Slagar says Homelander is like Batman gone rogue. I could see that, Slagar. But
Johnny Buffet's got a really good point in chat. He says Magneto hasn't been a villain in a long time.
But I agree.
Most Marvel villains, like, see, they that's turn good at some.
I know. You know, see, here's this is the Disney prop, the Disneyfication of the villains, right? The villains in the comic are fucking mean, right?
Well, now in like the X-Men continuum, they have the Island of however it's pronounced. But like a lot of like former villains live there in harmony with like with normal people. Guys like Apocalypse live there.
But Loki season Loki season 1, absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it's a great season.
It's like seeing Loki being completely narcissistic and him trying to just get the one up on everybody and like falling flat on his face almost every time.
Yes. And I heard people complain about like he soaked through so much abuse. I'm like, you guys are thinking of the Loki that went through those movies and had redemption and stuff like this. This root Loki hasn't been through redemption yet. Yeah. They've gotta fuck with him bad now. Mm-hmm. They gotta put him through his paces.
And obviously the cliffhanger for season 1 is the setup for the next Avengers movie, which will probably be this, which is a Secret Wars, and they revealed who the villain would be, obviously, without actually showing us the villain, just a person who might have been that version in another alternate universe.
Yeah.
But, I guess that's Kang.
Yeah, and
He's going to be the villain of Ant-Man and in the Quantum Realm or something. Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantum Realm.
This is the problem I have with this phase of the Marvel movies. Where the fuck are they going with them? You know, like the first phase, it was all kind of leading to the Infinity, or was that the second phase? I can't remember by this point. But
I don't have a problem with the phase. Like, I think like a few select shows are going to lead towards whatever the next important short movies is, and everything else is just ancillary to that because they're characters that are probably going to show up in those movies.
Yeah. Isn't Secret Wars the second new Avengers movie? Yeah, see? I mean, that's what I thought too, Weiland, but
Yeah, actually you're right, because like I forget the name of the title of the next movie, but it's definitely related to what happened at the end of season 1 of Loki.
Slagar is correct. Do all the reboots you want. Show me Firestar from the old Spider-Man's boobs before you're done.
Freak 5 says, I rewatched Love and Thunder last night, and I realized the kids, when they get Thor's abilities, would make a great horror film. The one little girl skipping around the shadow monster with the rope of light killing it, she would be terrifying if she was killing a human. Yeah, it really would. Kang Dynasty, Wyland says. Okay.
No, that is what it's called.
What are you giving Loki season 1, Eric?
I'm going to give this a 9.5.
Okay. I think that's an appropriate score. I think
because it ends on a cliffhanger instead of being a complete story. I think that's the only reason.
Yeah.
But
I can get that. But, like, they don't really have like a good villain throughout the show, but it's not really about the villain. Like when it's the villain is Loki. At
the also, the best Loki is Gator Loki. No further discussions.
Yeah, Gator Loki is the best, no doubt.
I like old Loki. My favorite, but yeah,
old Loki's really good too, but fucking alligator Loki, man. I mean, are you kidding me, man? There's a fucking universe out there where there's an alligator Loki. Can you imagine? Like, they should just do a series on alligator Loki, man. I think that would be fucking awesome.
From the sounds of it, Loki ends up in a place where he apparently doesn't exist or is not known at all.
Yeah. Did you notice, like, I saw like a making of, or it's like a slowdown cutscene.
Oh, fuck there, you.
There's a.
They're my own.
Break? Sorry.
In an episode where they're showing all the Lokis and stuff, and they're kind of like going down and showing them like lowering into his lair. If you look, there's like a little. You can see Frog Thor in a cage.
You mean Throg? Throg is in there? Really?
The Frog Thor, yeah, is in the cage in one. That's, like, if you have to, it's blink and you miss it.
That's Throg. I never knew that, dude. That's fucking awesome. Throg is an actual character in the Marvel Universe. That's fucking badass. All right, we got through all of Eric's. Speaking of Thor, Love and Thunder, I'm gonna do a spoiler-free deal. This is what I'm gonna say about Thor, Love and Thunder. I liked it, but it's a self-contained story that leads to pretty much nothing. I have no idea. This is gonna be a mini spoiler. Okay, mini break. If you want to take your headset off for just like a minute, just a minute. There is a post-credit scene right after the movie ends with, maybe it's at the very end of the credits where, Zeus isn't really dead like they showed in the movie. And his son, I think, is that Ares?
He said Hercules.
Dude. Oh, Hercules. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, Hercules then.
I don't mind that this Thor movie just wanted to do whatever the fuck it wanted.
No, I do mind, Eric, because you're supposed to, with these phases, you're supposed to be building towards something, right? An event movie, whether it's Avengers or Civil War. The
next Thor movie, which will build towards something else.
Yeah, but like now we have to wait 2 or 3 years for another like big event. I don't want to wait that long. I want to know what's coming like now. Are we headed towards a big event movie, or are we not? Are we just gonna just get these self-contained stories this cycle? I mean, that's my question. I mean, there's no direction. You know, there's no real direction. Tell Breakman to come back and chat, please. So, Thor: Love and Thunder is fun. I liked it quite a bit. I didn't think it was the greatest thing in the world.
Definitely in the past.
Definitely better than Dark World for sure. But that isn't quite saying too much. But I don't know. It was okay. I do like Jane Foster. But that's still something that's kind of unresolved as well. Nice little cameo. Well,
if you want something that leads to something else, yeah, that would be another movie. Like, Jane Foster ends up somewhere, and then there'll be another movie with just her.
Well, maybe, but I don't know how interesting that would be. So I give it a solid 7.5 out of 10. I mean, it's worth watching. Everyone's back for Beverly Hills Cop 4. Are you serious, Wyland? That'd be kind of cool.
Aren't they all like 60 at this point?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Is Judge Reinhold still around? He's like, what, 70? Jesus. Okay. All right.
Anybody want to see Gibson again? Oh, wait, that's another movie.
That's Lethal Weapon, dude. Yeah. You're thinking Lethal Weapon. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Sure, then I need food.
Okay. Jurassic Park Dominion. Where to begin with this movie? I think it's the worst. I think it's even worse than Lost World. And Lost World was shit. The only saving grace for Jurassic Park Dominion, spoilers, everybody, if you haven't seen Jurassic Park Dominion, is it
at least better than any of the Carnosaur movies?
No.
So they couldn't make it B-movie bad.
They do bring back some of the original cast of the original movies. That was fairly fun, which is the only reason I'm giving this movie a 2 out of 10. I thought the CG was the worst of all of them that I've seen that use CG. The practical effects weren't great. It was just, to me, a lazy put-together Jurassic Park movie that meant nothing in the grand scheme of things. And it wasn't a good send-off. It wasn't a good welcome. It was nothing.
Well, the second Jurassic World movie shouldn't even have happened.
Yeah, I know. So, Jurassic Park Dominion, 2 out of 10. Don't waste your time. Break, you can come back now. Alright, last one. Guardians of the Galaxy, the video game, not any of the movies. I thought Guardians of the Galaxy was fantastic. I think it's a great game. Funny in the places where it needed to be funny, just like Guardians of the Galaxy style. The voice acting is actually, once you get used to the jarring effect of not hearing your favorite, you know, actors voice the parts, pretty fucking good. Most notably, Drax was on point. So, I just think the world of this game. There's lots of fun outfits for you to switch them out as you go along and progress and find them out in the world. And it's not like most of them are super hard to find. I found most of them my first go through, so you know I'll probably go back at some point and get the rest of the outfits. Story was fantastic in this game. The combat was fresh enough. They give you enough freshness throughout the levels to compel you to keep going. Very fluid combat. Like it's just a pretty polished game. The only thing I can say, as polished as it was, there are, like on the PS5, there were some places where like little tiny glitchiness, like on the characters' uniforms, you'd see like one of the lights was like blurry and the other one was fine. Like I don't know, I can't really explain it. If you play the game, you know what I'm talking about. But other than that, like it was just a joy to play. The story, like I said, is pretty fantastic, and I give it a solid 8.5 out of 10 for Guardians of the Galaxy. Breakman, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Did you have any reviews, sir?
Actually, it's kind of funny. Remember last week when I said there was a shit movie that I wanted kind of...
Yes, okay, yes. What maybe, was that movie?
I was kind of wanted to dog on it and stuff like that, but I couldn't remember what it was. Well, lo and behold, Eric reminded me what it was.
What?
He mentioned it on Twitter. He's like, this is a shit movie. I'm like, fuck, you're right. That's what it was. Batman and Harlequin on HBO Max.
Oh.
Yeah. Let me see. Harlequin about rapes Nightwing at one point. Swamp Thing shows up and just kind of leaves. They play like an oldies song that was I hated when it was out. Or I've always hated. I shouldn't say when it was out because I was too young. I wasn't alive yet. But what was that song? And then she played her. Then she sang.
It also was a cheap ploy to lure old school fans of Batman the Animated Series in by using that art style.
Yeah, and voice acting. Yeah, I noticed that. And it was there were bad attempts at humor. Like it wasn't funny, and they're really trying desperately to be funny. I think there was one time I laughed, and that
I'm pretty sure Bruce Timm was not only the producer and director, but he was also the writer, which is why this movie's so terrible.
I can't remember that song they played, but it was like, what the, like, this is the 21st century. You're playing songs that were shit when they were back in the 70s or
that's subjective break.
Also,
you can't.
Tara Strong is a bad singer. Don't sing ever again, Tara Strong.
Yeah, she was terrible. That song she sang was terrible too. But
especially with the Harlequin accent.
Breakman,
Don't Pull Your Love Out on Me, Baby, I think is the name of the song.
Don't Pull Your Love Out on Me, Baby. That's interesting. Breakman, please don't watch Jurassic Park Dominion. It's one of the worst big budget movies I've seen in a very long time.
No. But I want to see a train wreck.
Oh God!
The original Jurassic Park is one of those movies that I absolutely loved, and then the sequel came out, and I'm like, what's this? Okay, I'll pretend I like this one. And then the third one came out, and I'm like, I can't even fucking pretend I like this shit.
Oh God!
Hey Frank, you know, but is Halloween Ends also showing up on Peacock like Call Me Kills?
That I'm not sure of. Probably not, Bray or Eric, because they want their money from the theaters. Is my guess. I hope, because I don't want to go to the theaters and pay for it. But I mean, if not, I'm going to be forced to. Because
I'm not at like saying day one or anything. But will it show up there?
I'm sure it will. I'm sure. All
right, Frank, I'm going to do the first like couple of lines here for you, and I know you'll know this song. It's from 1971. Don't pull your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down and cry for 100 years.
Break, please don't do that ever again. Like, ever.
I was not singing it, I was reading it. Come on, Frank, you know this song.
I don't. What is it? I don't know. And fuck you for...
Alien confirmed its same day release on Peacock.
Oh, good. Great. Thanks, Wyland. Appreciate it, man. That's good news. I don't have to pay for it. Yay. Yay me. Good.
That's the only reason I resubbed, but I might go against your recommendation and watch Jurassic
World. Oh, jeez. It's on Peacock. That's why I watched it, and I'm glad I didn't pay for that fucking piece of shit. But, wow. What am I looking at here, Brake?
Bad movies.
Don't refuse my love. Don't
love out on me, baby. You know the song, Frank.
Hold on. Let's listen here. Let's listen to this masterpiece. If there's no commercials here, which I... Of course there's commercials. Hold on. 3, 2... Well, I need to get that YouTube Plus or whatever the fuck it is. Don't pour your love out on me, baby. Okay, that's enough of that. Thanks for that, Brake.
I know
that's,
you've heard that before.
I have heard that before, and it's awful.
That is
and,
god-awful song, and that's yes. Like, why would you choose this song of all songs?
Jurassic World, last one, was good. Slager, were you drinking when you watched that? Man, don't answer that.
Well, maybe it depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking for, like, a stupid, I just want to see, like, trash, maybe it's okay.
Oh, God,
like I said,
no.
If you want to watch something where you're drunk, like that kind of movie. Like, Resident Evil, the original movie, is great when you're drinking.
Oh, dear Lord. Don't even get me started on Resident Evil, Brake, man. Are you trying to rile me up today, Brake? Really?
You get more drunk and the shit gets more fucked up. It's like,
God, it's so bad. Trying to decide what to have for dinner if it's really good.
I never watched the second Silent Hill movie. How's that?
If it's really good, I will save a picture to send next show. How dare you, Freak Five? How dare you? All right. Where do we leave off? Do you have anything else, Brake?
I also watched I'm trying to watch all the HBO stuff as much. I just want to get through.
Wait, what are you giving the Batman and Harley Quinn movie?
3.
Oh, wow. Better than I gave Jurassic Park Dominion.
Yeah, I mean, it's... The voice acting, other than the singing, is not bad.
Bernie brought up a worse big-budget movie.
Also, scene-related movies, The Killing Joke.
Oh God, that was so bad, and that comic book was so good. I don't know how
so
they fucked it up.
The movie was so fucking like when they're showing like the
Bruce Timm was also doing that one.
When they're showing Gordon like pictures of his daughter and stuff, I'm like, we don't need to see these. Why are they showing us this shit?
Did they even do that in the comic? I don't think they did.
No.
Bernie just brought up a worse big budget movie that I saw, and I have to agree with her. Moonfall. Moonfall was probably one of the worst movies I've ever seen. It's pretty fucking bad. Moonfall was bad.
I don't think I've heard of it.
Oh God, it's with Halle Berry and Patrick Wilson.
It's basically a disaster movie.
Yeah, and it's
millions of those.
Oh God, it's so bad. It's so bad, man. It's like
I think certain people just like seeing things get blown up, and that's why they enjoyed it.
I mean, I like watching stuff get blown up, too. Sometimes it's fun to watch a mindless movie. I mean, if you want to get, like, really drunk...
Without any of the dogs going, like, getting stressed out or whatever, I guess.
If you want to, like, be really drunk and watch something like Battle LA or something where it's just people fighting aliens for an hour and a half, like, like, you know, it's dumb.
No, this is different.
Movie,
this is...
Like, there's explosions and...
Oh God! Moonfall was Moonfall and Jurassic World Dominion are the two worst fucking big budget movies I've seen in the last 5-10 years probably. Wyland says he started Sandman, good stuff, and he also said yes, they do. I have the book; it's in there too with the Gordon's daughter. So I don't remember that, Wyland, actually. I just remember the insinuation, but I could definitely be wrong. Sandman, I couldn't wait. Made 15 minutes. But I'll go back to Sandman eventually. Yeah, I want to watch Sandman, too.
Okay, so the whole thing just shouldn't have happened. The Killing Joke just shouldn't have happened, period. Like, that's just... Like, I get the point of the Killing Joke. What would it take for Batman to kill the Joker is the whole point of the story, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, in trying to drive, you know, what would it take to drive a good man bad, like with Gordon. But, and yeah, I mean, basically, this is what it would take for him to kill the Joker. But, like, the whole thing, like Batman and Batgirl, like, hooking up, like, it was so... It was a weird thing. Like, there wasn't any passion.
Blame Frank Miller for that. I think, didn't he write it? Or was it Alan Moore? I can't
remember. No, it was a good book. I just remember the book being a hell of a lot better than what I watched on screen. Maybe it's just one of those comic books that just doesn't translate great on screen. You know, it's good on paper, not great on screen. Because Weiland's saying that it was pretty faithful.
No, wait, well, that was... No, I'm thinking of something else I watched. That was...
Wow, Killing Joke Joker origin is canon? Really? Why did they do that? They should just leave it the way that they always left it, like kind of ambiguous. You know, you never knew. You know, oh well.
That was always the fun of it. Oh, and the other movies I watched were the two Titan movies. They're Titan versus the Avengers and Titan Judas something or other. They're both pretty good. I think it's funny in the second one how they just how Robin only refers to Deathstroke as Slade all the whole time, kind of like in the Titans original cartoon, because they couldn't call him that. They could only call him Slade Wilson because some weird copyright issue or something. So I thought it was funny that they're calling him Slade in that movie too. I think it's kind of a nice callback joke. But yeah, and those were fine movies. But yeah, Batman and Harley Quinn was not. It was an absolute turd in every way.
All right, there's our reviews for the week, man.
And we got Teen Titan movies, thumbs up. The other shit, no.
Wow. All right. We got through all of our reviews like in a timely fashion. I can't believe it. Let's move on to everybody's.
Oh, and I had a question. Is there only one Beast Boy voice actor?
That I don't know, man.
I think there are two.
Okay.
There's the Beast Boy from the Teen Titans cartoon, and then there's the Beast Boy they have for, like, I guess the Teen Titans movie that they did a while back.
Because their voices are so similar. It's like I was wondering if there's just one voice actor, which is kind of crazy. They have like one character being voiced by one person throughout all shows.
Weiland says at the end of Three Jokers, you find out that Joker's wife and child survived, and Batman keeps an eye on them. Like Creepster keep an eye on them, or just make sure that they're not gonna get fucked with
hurt or whatever.
Yeah, I guess. Slagar says, where do you guys hang out to talk about this stuff?
Right here. Like Batman is like the TV show You. He's just sitting outside the Joker's wife's house, like jacking off and shit.
I know, he's up in a tree, like, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Take that brawl off.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, these bat goggles got you now, girl. Oh.
I got you recorded as well, so good fodder for later, you know, stupid. No, we just hang out every week here, Slagar. That's where we talk about this nerdy shit. I think that's about all we can take of each other each week, man. 2 hours of us.
We're just like, we've got our own lives. And we're busy.
We're all busy, man.
My job makes me tired. I just want to play video games.
It's like we've got our own lives, and like after working, we just want to relax. Right. We got to go shopping. Right. We got to clean the house.
Right.
Or
right.
Take care of pets, or you got family. You know, we've got our lives.
Make sure Joker never finds them. Gotcha, Weiland. All right, let's move on to everybody's favorite.
Joker pull up, Batman's outside, jacking off to her.
Like, I know, right? Fuck! Joker becomes the hero, and Batman becomes the villain. Plot twist. Shyamalan. It's like, wow. that actually would make for a good book, man. You know, like...
Oh man, that'd be a great like what if comic.
Like like Joker gets really upset that like Batman's taking a love interest in his ex wife or something, you know, like wow.
Batman's stalker, Joker's the hero.
Yeah, right. Joker's the hero in the book, and then Batman is the villain. That actually would be kind of cool, man. I'd read that.
Maybe they could call it Batman Smells and Robin Laid an Egg.
Yeah, something stupid like that.
Batman smells and under it, Joker's wife.
Right. I know, right? Okay, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment, guys.
What is it?
Stinko of the Week.
Breakman, your Stinko of the Week.
I had a few, but I think I just want to really concentrate on the one. And shit, I don't have my phone, so I don't know if I can, because there was I think it's Alabama. I'm pretty sure it's Alabama. So
Weiland says Bruce Timm will animate Break story. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry, Break.
I'm fine with that. Somebody wants to animate it, so let's do it.
Let's do it, man. Show me the money.
Let's give Mark Hamill and, and Kevin Conroy. And right.
Let's do this, guys. This is going to be something completely different.
So, anyway, you know how we were talking about, like, the consequences of, like, the abortion law and stuff like that? And yeah. We know a lot of them. What do you think about women being jailed for, you know, like, smoking pot while being pregnant? And not, like, jailed within any sort of time limit or something. It's basically just jailed until they think it's okay to let you go.
I think it's bullshit. That's a war on drugs thing, Breakman. Obviously, you guys know my stance.
It's because she's pregnant, too. Like, well, here's that as, like, the excuse.
Here's, I mean, and that's horrific, and I'll tell you why. There have been several studies, right? I never have the studies right in front of me, but when I was working as a bud tender, I knew a lot about, you know, cannabis side effects or effects on pregnant women or people in general. I mean, I went through the gamut of studies, right? And every single study that I ever saw, which there weren't a ton, but there were a few on pregnant women and cannabis. And every study that I saw had very positive effects on the fetus. So from the scientific aspect, obviously, it's atrocious. Now, would I ever recommend that you know, as a bud tender, a pregnant woman doing it? No. But did I see plenty of pregnant women come in and purchase cannabis while I was a bud tender? Yes. So I am adamantly against that break, and I think it's atrocious that anybody should not have a sentence that's undetermined. You know what I mean?
No, like, they're not given due process at all.
Yeah.
It's just they're getting locked up, and this is happening in the United States of America for smoking pot and being pregnant.
Here's the problem. Like, they try to do this with homeless people, right? They criminalize homeless people, and they put them in jail, which none of them are able to afford good representation. So they're
bail, obviously.
Yeah, or bail or anything like that. So they're perpetually in jail for stuff that they can't afford to pay, like trespassing tickets or you know, disturbing the peace, or just dumb tickets that haunt them for their entire life. So it's the same type of thing. It's a war on drugs thing, Break. I mean, we're still holding on to the notion that putting people in jail for smoking weed or having a hard drug addiction is the right thing to do, when in fact it's been proven over and over through various studies, through real life situations, that it just does not help society in any form or fashion, in any capacity. Our prisons are at an all-time high. They're overrun in certain instances, and yet we're still reliving the Nixon on to Reagan war on Reagan war on drug thing. So,
do you know what prisons aren't equipped to deal with, Frank?
Mental health illness.
Well, that's one, but I was going to say babies.
Babies as well. So, to put somebody that's pregnant in jail for smoking weed, are you out of your fucking mind?
Slinger says, so we need tons of chicks to do meth while preggers, so that's fine too. No, she's being locked up without due process, Slagar. Like, she's not seeing a judge. She doesn't get lawyers. She's not getting her day in court. Like, and she's not the only one. There are several women in the state that are not in the state, but in the state.
Absolutely, we should not
put. They're being locked up against their will, and they are not being given due process that every American is promised.
We absolutely should not put pregnant women that are doing meth in prison, Slagar. It's a humanitarian thing, right? If you have good morals, you would want that person to get off of drugs, right? Obviously,
yeah,
that.
Like, throwing them in jail is not getting them
the help. It's not the answer. No, it's not the answer. That could do irreparable harm to the fetus. You see what I'm saying? Weed is a different story. Weed is not a hard drug. Weed is from every study that I've seen, Slagar, there is no evidence to a pregnant woman smoking weed doing any harm to any baby at any stage of pregnancy, whether it's the embryonic stage, all the way through fruition, right? There's no harm to the baby. So meth is a completely different animal, and instead of putting people in jail, we should be doing rehab with these people. You know, maybe a halfway house with a rehab facility built in, right? And we could do this across the nation. The problem with this is the government isn't interested in solutions. That's the problem with it. The government is interested in one thing and one thing only, money. All right? So that's why we have for-profit prison systems, and that's why we don't care if we put a pregnant woman that smoked weed into a jail and don't care whether or not she gets out tomorrow or next year or whenever, right?
And specifically because she was talking about getting an abortion, the reason there. Like, they've and these people are being forced to endure, like, you know, the anti-abortion people too, like coming in yeah. and talking to them.
Oh man, I'm sorry, Freak Five. Freak Five's wife is back in hospital. So let's hope for the best, Freak Five. Man, she's been going through a rough time, man. Rough time.
Yeah, man. I was like, fuck, dude. That sucks. That's terrible.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say, you know.
That's really bad, man. Not logic or facts. Are you serious, Slagar? It can't get any clearer than any study that I've seen. Scientific studies are very clear. There's no irreparable harm to babies with cannabis use. There's no link there at all. Zero. There's zero link. I don't think there's been one case of a pregnant woman smoking weed that has done harm to her baby at all. So that's where I'm coming from, Slagar. it's not anecdotal.
Sucked out or whatever they do, you know, whatever they need to do to get rid of it. She can do that. That's fine too.
I mean, that's a whole different subject, and you know, it's a whole can of worms.
That's part of this case.
Yeah, I know. It's just anytime you don't get due process, that's a big time problem, Slagar. That's another problem. You know, just throwing somebody in jail willy nilly. With no hope of getting out, that sounds like third world shit, man. That sounds like
I see it on Twitter. It's like we're jailing women in cages now. We're treating them like we treat everybody who comes to the border. Just throwing them in cages.
You know, it's funny.
There's no
due
process. There's no questions asked. Just get in there.
You know what the governor of this great state of Colorado wants to do with homeless people? He wants to put them in a warehouse east of Denver, about 20 miles east of Denver. That's one step away from being a concentration camp. You know what I'm saying? So,
in a warehouse? I don't understand.
Yeah, he literally wants to build a warehouse east of Denver. East of Denver, he wants to build a warehouse or use a warehouse east of Denver where we quote unquote house homeless people. Right? Makes zero sense. I don't dispute, but when you start flipping out things that I've seen and there's no evidence, that's when there's a problem. I've talked about the evidence, Slagar. I mean, if you want, while we're going through things, I can show you the studies. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then as far as the meth thing goes, there is irreparable harm to fetuses. That's a different type of animal, man. But what I'm saying is, why not, instead of like throwing these people in jail, which does nothing, right? Which does absolutely nothing, then why are we doing that? You know, why aren't we thinking about progressive things like treating people for addiction? That's what I'm talking about.
What's the recidivity rate?
Right.
On prison, right? What's it, like 80-something%?
Yeah, it's huge. It's in the United States. It's worse than almost any other country. It's terrible.
Yeah.
I'm going to look up those studies.
So obviously there's something not right in our jails. We're not rehabilitating any of them, which is what prison's supposed to be, is rehabilitation.
Right.
You know? Obviously there's a problem when most people are coming right back to it.
Right. I'm looking up those studies for you, Slagar. No problem. I know. we have to do
have
this.
Like a podcast to like, just go back and forth every day.
I've already.
It'd be like all day long thing. I mean, yeah, it starts like 8 in the morning, and then like we'll turn in at like 6 o'clock at night, and you're still going.
Yeah, I was talking about anecdotal evidence on my part, but the studies are very, very clear. You know, the studies are clear, man. I'll find those for you, Slagar. Don't worry about that. Any other stinkos you got, Break?
Nah, I guess not. I can do those later, then, but we got something.
Then again, I can kind of understand why my Slayer might have a hard time accepting this, because he doesn't seem to understand what twins are.
All right, Eric, your Stinko of the Week.
My Stinkos, they might IRS those, so I don't have, those are old. So you can just give me.
All right, I'm going to show you one article. This is just one article, and I can do this all day, Slagar, if you so Captain choose. America? Right. Here's, I'm going to put the link in. This is just food for thought. This is not the end-all, tell-all. I don't pretend that this is the you know, the only thing. Here we go. Boom. Just read that article. It's a fairly interesting article I read about probably a year ago, I'm guessing. But that there's links to studies in there, and you can do your own. If you want more, I can give you more. But it's just there's no link. There's no link to any irreparable harm to fetuses while smoking while you're pregnant. So I'm just talking about marijuana. That's it. All right, what else you got, Eric? Did you have a stinko?
I just said not really.
Okay, I got a couple quick ones. Bernie's a bit under the weather, so that's definitely a stinko. Mm. It's not COVID because I have a COVID test and I made sure of that. And then so
you're being a pedantic asshole who's getting hung up over certain things being said instead of the message behind what's being said. That's what I think.
Right. So
stop doing
that. Let's not get caught up in you know, it's not, I'm you know, look, Slagar, obviously everybody has opinions, right? And I'm not knocking how you feel, right? If you feel like women should be in jail, then that's an opinion, right? For smoking weed while pregnant. I'm just pointing out that in the studies that I've seen and in the anecdotal evidence that I personally experienced, I have yet to find a single instance where, whether it be in studies or in my real life, where somebody has caused their baby irreparable harm by smoking weed. And I definitely don't think somebody should be in jail for it, especially for an undetermined infinite amount of time. You want to keep somebody that smoked weed while she was pregnant for how many years, Slagar? You want to keep her in there 10, 15? Should we just, you know, throw away the key? Keep her in there for life? Should we give her the death penalty?
Just let cops do everything they ever wanted to do because they're cops and by they like have a God-given mandate to just do whatever the fuck they want.
Right. Let's not do that. Let's be free Americans, and let's treat everybody else as free Americans too. That's what I'm saying. All right, my other stinko was a Funko that came smashed. I have a huge collection of horror Funkos. I know it's like Eric's worst thing in the world, but I like the horror ones because they look even creepier than their real life counterparts. But finally,
that's going to be the currency of the new world when everything involves fossil shit and all else we have left.
Be Funkos. I wouldn't mind that.
We'll have the most. So
I know. I don't have the most. I do have a good collection of horror Funkos, which I'm very proud of. So, I'm good, Slagar. I'm not. Look, I'm not throwing any false facts out there at all, Slagar. What have I said that was false? What have I said? Do you guys, Eric?
He just wants you to start showing us spreadsheets, and since we're on a.
If I said, look,
and we're doing a podcast,
Slagar,
to actually convey that.
If I had said anything that was false, I guarantee Eric would have been on my ass about it because he's on my ass about every wrong thing that I ever say on this show. So don't think for a second.
You need to go back to showing us our notes and my summaries that I've been doing on Google Drive because I could do that again if you want.
Well, I'm just saying, like, that there's nothing that I've said tonight that's been false or half fact. You know, when I tell you I've seen studies, Slagar.
I mean, if I wanted to right now, I could look up something and find the things that, you know, corroborate with what Frank's saying.
Slagar, don't start fights, man. We're friends here, right? We've been at this for years, man. Like, you've been there from the get, Slagar.
Friends,
so
too, Frank, I can't speak for Slagar. I'm not a friend of his.
No. I'm just saying, we're just, you know, I'm just, when you say that I've said anything false, that puts into question my integrity, Slagar. And I've, to my knowledge, I mean, I haven't said anything on this show that's been false. I may have been wrong about some things, but anything I've said tonight has not been wrong. So, and especially about the pregnant women thing. And the studies are there for you to look at too, Slagar. Don't take my word for it. Do your own homework. You know, I mean, you know, I'm sure you can find maybe a rogue study here and there, which there are some studies out there, but almost every study that I've seen has been fairly positive, and there hasn't been one instance of any kid that I know of that's been affected bad by a mom smoking weed when she's pregnant. And it doesn't happen that often. It's not like this. It's not like the entire United States, every woman is smoking while she's pregnant. I think women have enough sense to like not drink. For instance, like drinking is worse for you when you are pregnant. There is cognitive effects when you drink alcohol. Cannabis, I've yet to see a study that's super unflattering. Let's just put it that way. But let's move on. So my Funko came smashed as all fuck, and it's the Leprechaun one, which I've been waiting for the Leprechaun to come out with one for a while. And, you know, I got this thing. I bought this on Amazon like 3 months ago, literally. Right, Bernie?
Yeah.
Like 3 months ago. And I wait for it, and it finally comes today, and the box is all smashed. And I'm, like, very sad. Even though I do take them out of the box to display them. But still pisses me off. I keep my boxes nice, you know, in storage. And this one just unfortunately came smashed. So, you know.
We do have quite a few that are not unboxed, though.
What?
We have quite a few that are not unboxed because we don't have space.
I don't have any more space for them. That's the problem. Yeah. But, you know, it is what it is. I might rotate them in and out, but I've got some really cool Funkos for sure. All right, those are my Stinkos of the week. I think we got yours, Break, and we did Eric's. Eric didn't have one.
Yeah,
let's move on.
We need to go.
Let's do this. Let's move on to Sweetos.
Sweeto of the week.
All right, your Sweeto of the week, Break.
Two of them. Quick one. NFL is finally back in stride. No more preseason. We're back into the regular season. No more off week or any of that shit.
I watched that debacle on Thursday. It was terrible.
I didn't actually watch it. Ugh,
was horrible.
I was busy. The other one is, it's always fun to watch Steve Bannon in handcuffs. I know we've seen it repeatedly and somehow wiggled his way out of this one too, but it's always fun to see him in handcuffs.
Yeah, he's going to weasel his way out of everything, man, for sure.
Yep, he always does. But while he's getting busted, it's fun to watch at least.
Yeah. All right, Eric.
Okay. Anybody actually want to hear what I have to say? I mean, it sounds like certain people don't.
I'm here. Let's hear it.
My Sweeto is that my Steam Deck came in.
That's awesome, man. How much did that cost?
$563 and some change.
Jeez.
Damn.
Is it worth it so far?
I haven't really touched it yet, but there's lots of potential for it.
Yeah, well, that's cool. I'm glad, man. I'm glad
I
you
just
got
have
it.
Had time to actually set everything up.
Yeah. All right. Mine
turned on until a couple hours ago.
Mine is my son for my birthday, which it's been a long time. Got me, and he just hasn't given it to me in like months. got me a Wicked Nectar Collector, man. This thing is pretty fantastic. Nectar Collector is just a way of smoking like concentrates, like weed concentrates, which I very rarely do because they're pretty potent. It's pretty awesome, man. It looks like a custom one, and it's like a cyclops. So it sort of looks like if you're used to playing Dungeons and Dragons, like the Beholder, it sort of has that look to it. But it's got this weird like green brain on top. It's so fucking cool. It's just really cool. But so that was my Sweet-O. And I don't even have like a dab mat or anything. I very rarely do dabs, but this is gonna give me a reason to do dabs. So there we go. Let's move on because I know we're in a time crunch. But mm-hmm. Breakman was kind enough to put together this week's free for all. All right, Break, explain to everybody what we're doing.
Did you get my link first?
I did. I got it up on the screen right now.
Oh, okay, awesome. I wasn't looking at chat. Sorry. Okay, this week, I wish we could have done 64 because there are enough games to do it. We're doing the worst NES game of all time. We're doing 32. And let's go ahead and start because we are on a time crunch. It's already 8:30. Coming to us live. I don't know why I said that.
You're so used to saying that, Break. It's so funny. I guess so. All right, what you got, man?
All right, first round. If there was sequels, I went ahead and combined them. And like I said, there were so many games, so I had to try and pick and choose. And I know there's some controversial games on here, and there were so many. So I hope this is everybody likes it. But the first round. Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3, because both of those games were shit. 2 and 3 came together. And is going against Urban Champion.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and start.
Oh, go ahead.
Back to the Future 2 and 3 is one of the absolute worst fucking games I've ever played. I think it's worse than Urban Champion and Back to the Future. I played both of those games. Back to the Future 2 and 3 was stupid, confusing. What the fuck did it have to do with the movie? It was a terrible game in every single way. Fuck you, Back to the Future.
It's a shitty Mario Land clone. and Mario specifically, because your character is really tiny.
Does the gallery
worst games here?
Does the gallery have any vote at all? Well, let's see if your favorite or your worst game is on this list. Like, of course, you guys can influence. Like, say what you need in chat. That could influence my vote or Eric's or even Break's. So, yeah.
Speaking of your vote, what do you think, Frank?
I tend to agree with you. I actually had a little bit of fun with Urban Champion, even though it's not the greatest game in the world. But Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3 are some of the worst games I've ever played on the NES. So Back to the Future for me, for sure.
And yeah, we've decided, but what about you, Eric?
I never really played Urban Champion. I heard it's terrible, but I have played Back to the Future 2 and 3, and it's really god-awful.
Yeah, really bad.
I'd have to vote for that over Urban Champion for that reason, because I've actually played it.
Of the list, I own 3 of those so far, Wyland says.
Well, what's worse, though? Back to the Future versus Back to the Future 2 and 3?
2 and 3 are worse, yeah. Yeah.
But there are other ones that are sequels. Like when the sequel is as bad as the original, I put them both together.
Yeah.
Or you know, maybe one's worse than the other, but whatever. Here's another one of the worst games I've ever fucking played: Uncanny X-Men versus Karate Champ. Frank, oof. What about you?
I'm gonna go with Karate Champ here, Break. Just because at least the X-Men characters were there, but that was a bad, bad game. I just think Karate Champ was slightly worse, Breakman.
What about you, Eric?
I'm waiting for X-Men because the characters don't look like anything. They're like little blobs because they're so tiny.
I agree.
And it's like they tried to make Gauntlet, but they failed spectacularly.
Was it Gauntlet they were going for, or like a shooter, like a shmup type thing, like Overhead?
The Kari Warriors and Gauntlet or something. Yeah.
It was absolutely terrible.
It was bad.
I vote X-Men. Yeah. So X-Men's moving on. Sorry, Frank.
That's all good.
But you are correct, Karate Champ.
Well, I think, Karate Champ also has a little bit of Commando in it, too, because you have to find hidden like passageways to get through certain areas, and I wasn't going to do any of that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do anything with that game that doesn't involve a Game Genie, because fuck that game.
All right.
Next, we have, and there are a lot of licensed games, too, obviously. I mean, I was thinking about not putting licensed games on, but
it also doesn't have any redeeming qualities, like a really kick-ass soundtrack like Silver Surfer did.
So there, I couldn't pick them all, but I thought I'd be wrong to leave off the licensed games, because there's some of the licensed games that are some of the fucking worst.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Speaking of some of the worst, we have Who Framed Roger Rabbit versus Contra Force. I will go ahead and start this one out. Both these games are absolutely terrible. I could never beat either one of them, but Contra Force is a travesty because it comes after the two awesome Contra games that we did get for the NES.
And more like three, because I'm pretty sure it came out after Contra 3 did.
Wow. Oh, you're right, it did. Mm. As far as you're right. So yeah, that Contra Force even more gets a
hit. I only know four games, because I think Operation C is included with that.
Yeah, Operation C is fucking hard, yeah. Possibly.
Yeah.
It's still kind of fun that you get to choose between different characters, which you can do in Contra Force, but none of them are fun. It sucked. What about you, Frank?
The only good thing it did was introduce that character selection scene, because that went straight into hardcore.
Yeah. So what about you, Eric? What do you think, then?
I'm gonna vote for the other game, though, because at least Contra somewhat plays like Contra. The other one's just a complete utter failure of game design.
Yeah, like, that's so weird. Like, the fights in it, you're trying, like...
It's like, Roger Rabbit's an adventure game, but, like, it's so labyrinthian and non-functional that I'd rather play Contra that somewhat works.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have
room to find all the shit you need just to advance. What about you, Frank?
I think I'm going to have to. I think I'm going to have to agree with Eric on this one, Brake. Sorry, Brake, but Who Framed Roger Rabbit was just a train wreck of a game that.
So that's a password system that was way too long.
It's just so bad.
Just as arcane.
Yeah. Right. I think you're right about that. I don't remember continuing, so it must have been a bad password system. This one is considered a legendary bad game, and that's definitely true. Total Recall versus Mario is Missing. They decided Nintendo thought an educational game would be a good idea, which isn't bad. I mean, I like educational games. We all play like Math Crunch or whatever that shit was.
Math Crunch. Little.
But,
Mario's Missing? Okay.
Bissing. It's biffing. It's biffing. It's boring as fuck. It's the
I played the Super Nintendo version of Mario's Missing.
It's basically just an upgrade visually. It's the same concept. Yeah. It's total shit. You're going from town to town talking to people as Luigi.
It's not even.
It's barely a game. Mario's Missing is fucking terrible in every way. I pick Mario's Missing. What about you, Frank?
I think I'm going to go against the grain again, Brake. I think Total Recall is probably one of the worst games, if not the worst game I've ever played.
Total Recall is bad.
It is. It is like
enemies that almost immediately respawn as soon as you move it.
Yeah, it's like one of those games that was just. I remember it being fairly difficult for me, even though I was a fucking whiz at Nintendo games when I was that age. But Total Recall for me was just one of those games that I was like, I think I actually rented that game.
I actually learned something of Mario Missing. I just hated myself playing Total Recall.
Oh God, it was like great. Like if you were to take your nails and scratch them on a chalkboard. That would be me playing Total Recall. It was that bad. I'm saying Total Recall, which means Eric is the tiebreaker.
Yep, tiebreaker.
I'm going on Total Recall.
Wow. All right.
I mean, you can't go wrong with either one of these games. These games are both total pieces.
Mario's Missing's really bad.
I think the only thing worse than Total Recall is Terminator. The Terminator game for the NES.
No, I actually think Total Recall's worse.
But I think Total Recall was worse too. I was that wasn't the only Arnold game. I was looked at Predator. I looked at Terminator. I'm like, I can't put all these Arnold games in there.
I know. All right,
I gotta choose one. So I'll go with the one that seems like most everybody.
Yeah, it's on my worst game list of all time for sure.
I personally hate Predator more. But
really? Wow.
I fucking hate Predator. That was such a terrible fucking game.
It was pretty bad.
I never got around to playing the Predator, but I think Terminator 2. I couldn't get past the second level because they switched gameplay, and it's like hard to escape the truck that's chasing you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's stupid. That's stupid. Next, these are two games that I've played and hated every single fucking time I've played them. I actually know which one I hate more, so this might be a controversial one. But Friday the 13th versus TNC Surf Design. I'm going to go ahead and go first because I fucking hate TNC Surf Design. I hate that game almost more than any other game I've ever played. I really fucking hate it.
And it's slightly better, but they're still both terrible.
Oh, I forgot to put the sequel 1 and 2. Yeah, I forgot to put 1 and 2 down there. You're right. But, yeah, it's a fucking garbage game. What about you, Frank?
I think I agree with you. At least with Friday the 13th, they did do one thing in Friday the 13th.
It's got the best game over scene.
it does. It actually, it's got a good opening credit. Like, when you see that, like, the mask and, like, the knife go through it. And it also did something that almost no other Nintendo game did for me, and it's give me a jump scare. When Jason comes on, I mean, the gameplay is absolutely...
Also, if it didn't exist, Atlas might not have been able to keep the lights on, so...
Well, every time you saw him, he's pretty much going to kill you, so yeah, I could see that.
No,
I was talking about Atlas.
No, he, like, when he comes out every time, it, like, scares the shit out of you. You know, it's like a good jump scare.
You got a rock or a knife, but he's Jason. What the fuck can you do against him?
Well, I learned later on, I actually beat this game later on. I learned once you get to the pitchfork, which is extremely difficult to do because you're always constantly protecting the goddamn counselors.
Don't you see, guys, it's actually a good game because it's a work of art. It shows you the futility of life.
Yeah, that's true. It's like avant-garde. No, TNC Surf Design is... I forgot about that game, Break, but I fully agree it's one of the worst piece of shit games out there. And it being on the same list as Total Recall is A-okay with me. TNC Surf Design for me.
And even though it's already decided, what about you, Eric?
Also TNC. I mean, I've never played the original, but based on what I played on the sequel, it's a worse version of that, so...
hate that game. Hate it so much.
The sequel doesn't even have the name TNC in it. It's just called something else entirely.
I don't know if I ever played the sequel, but I can understand why I wouldn't. This is another licensed game. I tried to limit the licensed games in the second bracket, so there's more licensed games in this bracket. Ghostbusters 1 and 2 versus Super Pitfall. Played all of these again. I've played a lot of games in my life. this is kind of a toss-up for me. I hate really... I think Super Pitfall is stupid in every single way. Just game design-wise. And I hate Super Pitfall so much. But Ghostbusters 1 and 2, like... One doesn't even make sense half the time, like what you're trying to do. Like, you're just sitting around waiting for something to happen. There were better versions of it on the Atari and the Commodore, and they just kind of ported it over to NES and did a weak version of it. And then Ghostbusters 2 is weird.
The thing it's known for is the typo at the end where you beat it, and it says, "Congratulations."
Wow. Congratulations.
Two, I remember, like, you'd switch to the car every time you were going to a building. Like, you're in Ecto-1 for some
stupid thing. The only Ghostbusters 2 that video game I want to ever play is the new Ghostbusters 2, which wrongfully was not published in the West because Activision had a stranglehold on the IP.
You know what Ghostbusters game I liked?
It was, Activision still has a stranglehold on the IP. That's why Ghostbusters, the game from 2009 and the remaster of it are still published by Activision.
Oh, wow. The new one's going to be out, I think, is it later this year or is it early next year? I'm not sure.
Who's going first on this one, Break?
But anyway,
I think Sony's actually doing that one, though, and they own the movie property, so they could do it.
That's interesting. Okay. I am going to let Frank go first on this. I'm going first in the bottom. So
this is a tough choice. I did have a little bit of fun with Super Pitfall, even though it's a shit game. I'm going with Ghostbusters 1 and 2 because it was super disappointing. I remember both of those games being uber disappointing. Weiland says he almost beat Ghostbusters 1 back in the day. Why'd you even bother, man? The game's crap. Yeah, Ghostbusters for me.
What about you, Eric?
I'm voting for Ghostbusters 1 and 2. Because fuck them. Because it deprived us of the real Ghostbusters that we should have gotten instead.
Yeah, that reminds me. The Ghostbusters game I liked, the old Ghostbusters game I liked, it was the real Ghostbusters. It was an arcade game.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a top-down shooter. And
there's also a Genesis Ghostbusters game where it was pretty fun.
Wyland's like, I was a kid. All right, what are you picking, Brake?
I was going to go Super Pitfall. I have terrible memories of Super Pitfall, more so than Ghostbusters. Next one here is kind of a controversial one, because I know a lot of people have fond memories of this game, and they are wrong. Godzilla versus Tag Team Wrestling. Eric, you go first.
Never played tag team wrestling, but I'm going to assume the wrestling mechanics are shit, but at least as Godzilla, you're playing as Godzilla. So I'm going to vote for the wrestling game.
Okay. Frank, what do you think?
I am definitely going with tag team wrestling. Godzilla was okay, was not great. Tag team wrestling was god-awful and the worst wrestling game I've ever played.
Apparently the Godzilla game on the NES was good enough to warrant a sequel being made, but we never got, but it was a thing.
We did get it. I loved that sequel. What, I played it a lot. Yeah, the sequel was a turn-based strategy game. You played as the UN or Japan army versus the monsters. The monsters are invading and you're trying to destroy them. I played the shit out of that game, yeah.
Yeah.
I loved it. Godzilla 2. And I know a lot of people hate it from what I've seen. They were not, because they wanted an action game and it was a turn-based strategy game. Those people can go fuck themselves. I like it. Godzilla 1 was basically like you mash the button as much as possible with Godzilla and hope you don't die going through each one of these levels.
Yeah.
Or same thing with Mothra, hope you don't die. But if you don't have a game genie, you're more than likely going to die. And it was just repetitive and stupid, and you're getting hit by... You're constantly getting stuff hitting you and draining your life, and there's nothing you can do to avoid it.
Did anybody play the SNES Godzilla game?
No.
Wyland says, I beat Godzilla. That game was always easy to to me.
Oops, I was.
Okay, remember trading at free games at to go SMM.
Huh? My missus got mangled somehow.
Yeah, store to get to Godzilla. Yeah,
he says he remembers trading a free some games. Okay, I get it.
I have one of those stories, Slagar, where I traded a shit ton of games to get the original Splinter Cell. I regret that.
Yeah, I did a lot of trading games back then, and it's like, man, had I only known.
I know.
Oh well. Anyway, this one, the last one, these are ones of the. From what I've seen, this seems to be, other than Total Recall, the next most hated licensed property. Hudson Hawk versus the game that I've never seen Hudson Hawk, nor have I played the game. I haven't seen the movie or the game. The movie was like badly rated, and I'm like, okay, I don't need to see it. Game badly rated. I don't need to play it. The game that I unfortunately did play, and I hate this one perhaps more than any other game I've ever played in my entire life, Highlight.
Really?
Wow. I hate that game.
All right.
It is an absolute fucking turd. I hate it so much. I was watching some videos today of some of the games, and I was watching somebody play Highlight, and it's like, yeah, that's everything I remember about this fucking game and how horrible it is. I forget who it was I was watching, but he hates games or something like that. But he was showing you a replay
Oh, you mean the Angry Video Nerd?
Yeah, that's who it was.
He did a review recently.
Well, he did the... Well, I was watching his of Highlight, and he was showing things like you go into caves and you need a lantern and you can't see anything, but things will randomly hit you in a cave and you'll take damage. You find out later, there's nothing actually in that cave. It's just some fucking random gameplay element. I randomly take damage for walking
around. Maybe three sequels.
Apparently it was on the PC and it was better when it was on the PC, but when it came to NES, it was an absolute nightmare in every way.
Super Highlight and Highlight for the Saturn.
Yeah. I hate this game with a passion. What's that?
It was called Virtual Highlight. That was a Saturn game.
I would give it a try out of morbid curiosity more than anything.
With the decision to make the game like have the Mortal Kombat CG actors.
Yikes.
Yeah, they're like all the monsters are CG and
that's so terrible. That's so terrible.
Anyway. It was like they like did the whole Mortal Kombat mocap thing where they just had
the full motion.
Okay, I need to see this game now. I need to play that. That sounds so bad. That sounds legendarily bad. I'm gonna go with Highlight. What about you, Eric?
I'm voting for Highlight. No, Hudson Hawk, because Highlight somehow spawned like three sequels.
Like I said, apparently it was good on the computer. Like it was something that came out a while before Legend of Zelda, so there wasn't anything really like it at the time on the PC. So when it came out on the Nintendo, we already had Legend of Zelda, and then it's like, well, what's this piece of shit? You're trying to be Legend of Zelda or something, and you're not even close? This isn't even a playable fucking game. What the fuck is this shit? I'm getting hit. I start the game, and I'm already getting hit by a slime? How do I attack it? How do I do a magic spell? It says I have magic. I can't. How do I figure this out? Yeah. And there's and this is one of my favorite things, is they showed how you continue a game in this one. There's no saves like Legend of Zelda or a lot of games. And then, you know, at the time there weren't a lot of games that had saves. It was passwords. Mm. Just that. But you go to the password menu, you have to go to an icon that says save. You click save, and then you have to go to another menu icon that says password. That hitting save just generated a password for you.
Oh, so man.
So they must have G.I. Joe's related to Hudson Hawk. Unfortunately, Hudson Hawk has nothing to do with General Hawk.
Yeah.
I thought they was the best love child. What about you, Eric? Or Eric, I'm Frank. You're the tiebreaker.
Okay. I hate both of these games. I agree with everything that you said, Brake, but for me, Hudson Hawk is on Total Recall's level. It is...
kidding me.
It is fucking god-awful, man. It is the worst of the worst.
I can't believe Highlight's going to go.
Highlight does not... I know how bad Highlight is.
Fuck that game.
Highlight is really super bad, but Hudson Hawk is slightly worse.
I just cannot believe that one. I can't believe Highlight and in Friday the 13th are not moving on.
No, Friday the 13th is... But I told you my reasoning, Brake. At least there are jump scares in it. You know, it's like... Yeah. I mean, honestly. But Hudson Hawk is like the most incoherent fucking... Oh, God. It's so bad. Like it's just...
Incoherent movie equals an incoherent game.
Yeah, it... I mean, the movie is bad enough, but the licensed property... Just take a shitty licensed product... And just imagine the worst movie and somebody making a game out of it, and that's Hudson Hawk, man. It's pretty bad.
I was watching a lot of videos of bad games today, trying to determine which ones to put on this list, and yeah. I don't think I actually watched a Hudson Hawk video, unfortunately. I forgot. But next bracket, since, you know, we still got another bracket to get to, and it's already like 10 till 9.
Yeah, we're going to have to speed through this.
Yeah, so this one, two games that I played a long time ago. Both these games were unnecessarily hard, but I put them on here for a reason. One of them is considered, it seems most everybody, from what I can see report-wise, this is like in their top five at least for everybody. Deadly Towers, the American game, is it's like the only licensed property that seemed generally like everybody hated. Where the game in Japan that was most hated was Spelunker. So I thought it'd be fun to pair them up against each other. Deadly Towers is a shit game. It's unnecessarily hard, and it's one of the games I was watching a video today. Like, it shows enemies sticking to you, and there's really no point in fighting enemies. You just want to try and run through it, and the music is repetitive. Whereas Spelunker is unnecessarily hard, because if you fall like an inch, if you're trying to move to a platform from one platform to another, and you don't do it, you fall an inch, you're dead. you look at a spike pit, you're dead. You see an enemy, you're dead. Like, it's the Spelunker does everything it can to mercilessly kill you instantly.
So it was innovative. It was Dark Souls before Dark Souls was Dark Souls.
I don't know about that. I mean, if anything, it inspired Spelunky, so it did something right.
Yeah.
My personal choice is, I'm going to start this out, Deadly Towers. I hate that fucking game. It is one of the worst games I've ever played. It's not on the level of Highlight, but, you know, whatever. What about you, Eric?
I'm voting for Deadly Towers because I think Spelunker is just absurdly hard.
Yeah.
And Deadly Towers is just, it's just non-functional.
It's not fun. It's not a fun game.
Yeah.
I can see some fun value with Spelunker. Like I said, I just put it in here because it's because Japanese, it's legendarily a bad game in Japan.
I'm going with Deadly Towers as well.
Next, we have Bad Street Brawler versus a game I never played, but I'm going to have to after this because I was watching a video
of it. Bad Street Brawler? What? Is that what it's called?
Bad Street Brawler.
Hmm.
BSB. Versus a game that universally was really one of the top five games, just like Deadly Towers. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And I watched the video of it, and it looks absolutely terrible, so I do want to try it. You can go ahead and start just enough, Frank.
I'm going with Dr. Jekyll. This is definitely... I'm going to put... I don't think I should put video on the screen of it, because... But it is legendarily bad, and I played it for about 1 minute and decided that that wasn't the game for me. So, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
I've never played Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Like I said, I've only watched the video. And one of the rules that I do like to kind of stick to, but I'm flexible sometimes, is that I've played the game. And I've played and hated Bad Street Brawler. So
it was bad. I played Bad Street Brawler.
It was really bad. Game. I don't think I played that one, so I'm wanting Dr. Jekyll.
Dr. Jekyll's moving on. Next, we have... this one might be a little bit controversial. One is Athena.
Which
not everybody seemed to hate, but some people... The people that hate it
really... The NES version's completely inferior to the arcade version.
Yeah. And the other one is definitely going to be controversial, but I think it needs to be on here, Battletoads. The first two levels of that game are fun and innovative, but can you beat the third level?
Yeah, it just takes...
No. Can you personally beat the third level?
I don't know if I could now versus the me back then.
It's what I'm saying, Battletoads is almost an unplayable game.
So I don't think it's...
I'm going to pick...
Battletoads, though, versus the first game.
Battletoads is fun, like I said, the first two levels, but then after that, it's like, oh, fuck me. So, what do you think, Eric?
I'm going for the other game.
Tina, okay, and that leaves you as a tiebreaker, Frank.
I'm definitely going with Battletoads. That's a battle shit, if I've ever seen of a game. I hate that game, and and just for the reason that you said, that third level is fucking just... It's just ass, man. I don't see how anybody had any semblance of fun after the first two levels, just like you said, Brake. So, Battletoads.
And it started out so good, and so, like, you have these really expressionistic characters, like, at the end of the
yeah,
the
and
level, their eyes pop out of their heads.
Yeah, definite.
Like, oh, is this on the NES?
Yeah, and this is, and it was,
why
like,
keep the beat 'em up theme going? Why did they just switch the gameplay?
I don't know. They should have. They really messed it up. That's why I think it made our list. Moving on. Unfortunately, I owned both of these games because they were cheap and poor people own cheap stuff, unfortunately. Bad memories all around, but this game never worked most of the time. And actually, there were two of them, so I combined them. Quattro Sports and the Quattro Arcade. These were, as they say, Quattro, meaning four. Four sports games and four like arcade adventure games. I've blocked these games out of my memory as much as possible. I remember them not working very well. It was a pain in the ass.
Did you need the Comerica add-on to play them? Or the Aladdin deck or whatever it was called.
I didn't need any add-on to play them. Like, if I remember right, there was like a little switch on the cartridge itself.
Oh, I think that might have been a later model then, because...
If I remember right, like there was like a little switch you had to switch on the cartridge before you even put it in a goddamn Nintendo to choose which game you wanted to play. Mm. Versus another shit game, B-52.
Mm.
I'm going to go first since I own both of these games, and B-52 was at least playable. Quattro Sports... No, it was Quattro Arcade I had. Wasn't playable most of the fucking time. So Quattro Sports is a shit game to me. And arcade.
Both. I never played either of these, but I'm voting for the Quattro based on what you said.
What about you, Frank?
Yeah, let's make it a trifecta here. Quattro sports was awful and so was arcade.
Oh, yeah. Bad games that never should have been published. I don't think they got the license, the seal of approval from Nintendo.
They didn't. That's why they had to, when their other games had that cartridge thing you had to use.
Wow. And that's why it had that little switch.
But this is why the Quattro games has two different games attached to it, so they could get around it. But they couldn't do that for everything else. So they had to make that weird Aladdin deck stack on thing.
Okay, that's really weird. Okay, anyway, next we have Advanced Dungeons & Dragons Heroes of the Lance versus Fester's Quest. I'm going to go ahead and start this one out. I do not like Fester's Quest, but I think it's actually a playable game, whereas Advanced D&D Heroes of the Lance just does not work.
Yeah,
I gotta go with D&D because the game does not work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm voting for that.
Eric, you go ahead. Okay,
I'm voting for that too, because at least Fester's Quest is like, it's like, what if we did Blaster Master, but only on the on-foot sections, but we didn't give a shit.
Good description. Well, so what about you, Frank?
I'm going to agree with you guys. I'm a big Dungeons & Dragons guy, and I remember when that game came out, and it's ass. It's unplayable. I had a lot of fun with Fester's Quest, even though it's really, really hard.
It is a really hard game. Yeah. I did not enjoy Fester's Quest because I thought it was too unnecessarily hard.
Yeah, it's really hard. But it's good. It's fun. I mean, if you're good enough to, you know, play those hard NES games, then you'll have some fun for sure.
Here's the next one I kind of had to put in here because it's like legendary is one of another legendary bad game.
Oh, I can't wait.
And one that I played and was bad, Muscle, which is based on those little Muscle toys, action figures.
Yeah, I used to have a lot of those.
I know.
Can you come on?
Because they're really cheap. Poor kids like me and Frank got those kind of toys.
Yeah,
we played with Muscles.
Actually, I got, you know where I got a lot of those? Like at the secondhand store in big bags of like grab bags of stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Like Micro Machines, Hot Wheels,
yeah.
Muscles, Guts.
Yep.
We got all the cheap toys.
Yep.
So they made a horrible wrestling game out of that. Versus one, this is the one I was saying I had to put on here. I was debating it because I don't think any of us have ever played it, and I don't know anybody who actually has, but I always see it listed as one of the top five worst NES games. Bible Adventures. I'm going to start this out, and I'm going to go with Muscle because I played it, and it was an atrocity.
What are you talking about? Bible Adventures is great. You can play as Moses' mom and just let him drown in the river. So that makes it better than anything.
So I'm gonna let you go next. Is that your choice then, Bible?
Yeah, I'm voting for
drowning. Helping Moses, okay. Frank, you're the tiebreaker.
I'm going with Bible Adventures as well. I remember it being a shit game, man. Like just, and I think I had a little bit of fun with Muscle for about 15 minutes, but Bible Adventure was
played Muscle, but I never played Bible Adventures, but I remember seeing Bible Adventures in this Christian store that used to exist in my hometown.
Oh, wow. I've never seen it. I didn't know it was even... Like, I thought it was a boot.
Yeah, Freak Five says the Muscle figures were wrestlers. Yes, they were. Yeah.
I know. I'm going on information. You're right. I didn't think that.
I'm also going on information I learned from Angry Video Game Nerd about what his review of it.
You're right. I'm sorry. That's a good point. That's a good point. Next, we have Mighty Bomb Jack, which is meh. I kind of shrug with that game. Versus, this is again, we're back to the sequels. The Simpsons, Bart versus the Space Mutants, Bart versus the World, and Bartman meets Radioactive Man. I'm going to let Frank start this one off.
Oh, Mighty Bomb Jack is not great, but I remember The Simpsons not being that great either. I think I'm going to go with The Simpsons here, Breakman. I think that was Eric. I think I'm going with The Simpsons. I think Bart versus the Space Mutants was an awful NES game. That's where I'm going.
Yeah, I mean, like Mighty Bomb Jack inspired, like, it's got a better arcade game for one, but it also inspired Mighty Jill Off, which is basically an adult version of that game.
Okay, then. So I guess I'd be the...
I mean, there's like there's no sexy parts, but she's definitely dressed up in an SMN type of outfit.
That's funny. And I gotta agree with you. Like, I played a lot of the Bart versus the Space Mutants and Bart versus the World, and they were just bad games. Just bad. I don't know why I played them. Just, I wanted to like them, I guess. But it's you go back and play them now, I'm like, oh, why was I doing that? Because I thought I could? I don't know. So that leaves the last category, and these are, I think these are the last two of the Universal, like, top five worst games. So I put them together. Like, and when I say Universal, I'm just going off of, like, I went off five or six different websites, and these games always were in the top, like, top 15, top 20, top five, something like that. Ventures of Gilligan's Island versus Where's Waldo? I never played Where's Waldo or Adventures of Gilligan's Island, but I was watching people. I was watching a playthrough of, I guess I'll call it a playthrough of Where's Waldo, and like Mario's missing, it's barely a fucking game. So I'm gonna go with Where's Waldo. Eric, you're next.
I'm going with Where's Waldo as well. At least Gilligan Island is like some bizarre adventure game that sort of works.
I don't know. I never played it. So what do you think, Frank?
I played both.
This is also going to be a trifecta here. Clean sweep. Where's Waldo is another game that I forgot about on the NES that's an absolute piece of fucking garbage. And it sucks. So
I was watching a video of it, and I'm like, God, I'm glad I've never played this game. It is way from the television to find him.
Oh my God. It's the hardest, worst.
Imagine trying to render Waldo in a screen.
It's so bad.
They're already, like, the characters are already tiny.
I'm thinking, where's Waldo?
The resolution of the NES does not help at that at all.
And it's got, 256 colors total or something like that? Like, the NES was the wrong platform.
Also, if you have to scroll the screen, like, it's got load times.
Oh, God, it's so bad. It Where's Waldo is one of the worst experiences I've ever had playing. This is, like you said, it's not even a game, but, I mean, it's just bad. All right.
Do we want to do the next round?
No, we'll do it next week, man. We got to get out of here, man. I got to go to the bathroom and eat and all that stuff. So,
cool.
So,
all right, then.
We'll finish it up next week.
There are some good ones. We're going to have Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3 versus the Uncanny X-Men.
Oh, God.
We're going to have Hudson Hawk versus the wrestling game. Where's Waldo versus the Simpsons.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Dungeons and Dragons versus Bible Adventures.
Oh, God, man. So bad. So bad. And I played both of those games, man. Damn it.
I'm looking. Let me see here. I played Back to the Future, all of them. I played the X-Men. I played Roger Rabbit. I played Total Recall. So I played that. Ghostbusters. I don't think I played the Tag Team Wrestling. I didn't play Hudson Hawk.
I played of the ones that are left, I played every single one.
So there's like five I haven't tried.
Yeah. Of these ones, we've narrowed it down to all the ones that I've played. Yeah.
So let's get some emulators out and try some of these terrible
God,
games.
They're bad, man. So bad. Especially Where's Waldo. That's my dark horse to win the whole thing. But
mine now is Dr. Jekyll.
God, dude. Check out Dr. Jekyll, man.
Yeah, I watched the video of Dr. Jekyll. Oh.
So bad. So bad. All right. Let's do our plugs and get the hell out of here. Breakman?
You can follow at the harmonica somewhere. I don't know.
I don't even know what that was, but that sounded like a cool little pop tune, man. That was good. That's good.
Follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter, and you can ask a question, or you can ask Harmy a question. I'll answer you.
Mm. Ooh, we should start a new segment. Harmy Speaks. That'll be good, man. All right,
he likes to talk to everybody.
Yeah, Eric.
You can find my written reviews on BostonBashBrigade.com, or you can go to the feed for the show and listen to my audio reviews. And if you like either of those and you want to support me, there's a link to my Patreon and my Twitter profile, which I updated recently and has my pronouns in it. And I even put NB in there, just to let you know that I'm a non-binary. And the link to the Patreon is in there, and the Twitter profile is at EricRPG.
All right, you can follow me on any of the systems. I think it's either... It's RP Grinders on any of the systems. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. Make sure you check out the feed, guys. Eric does a lot of hard work doing reviews, and he does really in-depth, great reviews of games that you're not going to hear anywhere else. So just make sure you check out the feed. He's got some... He's got... What do you got up there right now? You got Xenoblade 3... And what was the other one, Eric?
Plague Tale.
Plague Tale, which I'm interested in hearing because I played that game and I think it's really good. So, yeah, check those out for sure and listen to those. And I think that's... Oh, go check out Guardians of the Galaxy, the video game. It's really fun and an under the radar game that didn't get a lot of love. It's a really, really solid, good game. I really enjoyed it. So, and that's about it. Gentlemen, do you have anything else? What? What break? What did you say? Break?
It's food quest time. Yeah.
I think so too.
But I will say the updated boosters are available, but they're not widely available, unfortunately. Because as I learned, now I have to go to Walmart to see if I can get it there instead.
All right, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody.
Someone I wonder about thought of the list. What other games did I put on here?
Probably Planning.